direct from Anaheim. It's blindbargains.com coverage of CSUN 2019. Brought to you by AFB Access World. For the latest news and accessibility information on mainstream and access technology, Apple, Google, Microsoft, and Amazon offerings, access technology book reviews and mobile apps, and how they can enhance entertainment, education, and employment, log on to Access World, the American Foundation for the Blind's free monthly online technology magazine. www.afb.org/aw. Now, here's Shelley Brisbane.
Welcome back to Blind Bargains. I'm here on the floor of CSUN 2019 at the LVI booth and talking to Charlie Collins about their new tablet product. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, how are you? Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you again, too. I've seen you at a few places, but you've settled at LVI and have some great stuff to tell us about. I understand you have a Surface Pro-based tablet magnifier, right?
Yes, it's the sixth generation Windows Microsoft Surface Pro. Based tablet system, which has three cameras on it. It has the forward-facing cameras for face view, self-view. Then it has the camera under the unit that does right below it. And then I have a distance camera stuck into the back. There's a mount, and this distance camera takes the power from the tablet, doesn't have a separate battery or anything. It also rotates for self-view, for distance view, and it'll look down at the desk, and it's all adjustable. It's on a arm that isn't fixed, so I can bend and move it around and really get it into tighter situations.
But for reading, you're not using the distance camera, you're using the Surface's camera?
I would use the distance camera because it's up higher, has a bigger format, and the resolution is amazing.
That's really interesting because a lot of other tablet solutions, Android-based, typically would use the camera that's in the tablet. But I don't know if does the Surface Pro have a camera underneath like
yes,
the tablets do?
Yes, it sure does.
But what would you use that for?
You could use that for OCR and reading.
Gotcha.
So the difference is that's a digital camera, that's an optical camera.
I see. Okay, so tell me about... let me describe the product a little bit. So we're on a really sturdy stand. You've got
a base on the bottom that I can slide my paper around, a plate that supports the whole unit. And then the tablet's sitting into a cradle. So I can push down on the tablet, and then I can pull the arm down and take it to my next location. It folds up really quick, comes in a bag. And then when I'm ready to set it up, I put the base, I pull it up. I've got my tablet on. At the bottom of my tablet window, I have high contrast, large buttons. So I can tap each one and magnify, change my contrast, zoom in and out. I can then perform OCR. I can do all from these buttons, but also, Shelley, I can run this all from gestures. I don't need to use the buttons. So I can just swipe with three fingers, two fingers, tap with one, and it will activate all the things on it. And I also have a Bluetooth keyboard, which I don't have out now, but any Bluetooth keyboard will also run the whole unit too. So, if I do five fingers on the screen and I let go, what it's doing is it's opening. Now, if on here is Windows, so you're seeing icons on the desktop. I could then activate and take notes in the classroom. I can jump on a web browser, and then to get back in, I take five fingers on the little box, and it reactivates my software. So now it's running the whole machine.
Okay. And talk about the distance camera. So it's mounted. There's a vertical. Looks like, well, it's not flexible, I was going to say.
Yes,
it is flexible.
Okay,
so there's a flexible vertical arm, but then it loops over top and the camera comes down from it and it looks like it's...
And it rotates.
It rotates and it's integrated into this arm. It's not like an extra piece.
No, it's one piece integrated into it. So, and then like you saw, it's flexible. I can bend it, move it, and shape it to my needs. And then I can go ahead and start rotating and moving my camera all around to capture everything inside the classroom or the workplace, things like that.
And you mentioned that's an optical camera, which is kind of unusual.
Yes, and that's what's going to give you a very good image, especially in distance. See, what we want to do is make sure we're capturing good detail for distance, reading off whiteboards and smaller print in the distance.
And then can you capture an image? You can take a picture with that camera?
So I can go ahead and take pictures or video in the classroom. So if there's a presentation I want to capture on my machine, I just tap a button on it, and now it's capturing video and audio and storing it on my hard drive.
And when I want to start using the camera after I've been using the tablet, is that gesture-based too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So do I tell it I want to use distance, or is it just based on which direction I move the camera?
So I take my four fingers and I pull to the right, and right now I'm on the screen. It's doing the forward-facing camera. I take my fingers, I drag again. Now I'm using, my hand is on the screen, which is under the tablet, and then I grab one more time and I pull, and now I'm using this camera over here. Now I'm using the side camera. So I have three cameras that I can actually use.
Got it. So what's the side camera for usually? You say you've got, so there's three. There's this distance camera, there's the camera that's integrated into the tablet, and then what's the other camera?
So the tablet comes with a forward selfie.
Oh, I see. Yeah, then
it comes with the camera on the bottom of it to do. So I can move the tablet up a little, and now I can use the camera underneath the machine. So here I have a flyer, and then I press my finger on the screen, Shelley, and then I release one finger, and right now it's OCRing it.
Nice.
That's simple. Here it goes. Now it's reading it.
Fancy.
It's reading it exactly off that flyer.
Makes it ideal for use in different locations, perfect for people on the go. Highly swasis NG, jogging and water skiing.
So the speaker is going to be integrated into the tablet. It doesn't sound particularly loud, but we are in a loud environment. So.
And I could turn it up a little. Also, I could wear Bluetooth headphones.
Right,
I could, you know, it has an audio jack on here too, so I can put one in my earpiece.
Tell me about the features of your software for reading, the standard magnifier features. I assume you have a high contrast setting, you have different zoom levels, all the basic stuff we're used to in magnification. Tell me about that.
Yes. Well, right now, after OCR, I can read sentence at a time, word at a time. I can read the actual image I took, so I could retain the pictures and then listen to the text being read. I can zoom in. I can make it magnify the print that I scanned. I could change the contrast. I can do anything. Customize it. I can do it in live mode. So when the camera's live, I can do all those customizations, pinch to zoom. I can zoom with the keyboard by hitting the up and down arrows, or I could tap on the icons at the bottom of the screen.
I guess I was just wondering about the specs of what zoom magnification does it support, and how many color schemes do you have, and that sort of thing.
12, 13, 14.
He's rolling through.
I'm quickly rolling through. Yeah, there's many combinations.
Okay.
But you can go dark background, like the dark contrast, and then you can hit another button and swap so it's all light.
Right.
So you can double that to 28 and find the one you like best.
Right,
and just two fingers, I tap, and I can go right to... Now, I mean, it just said you're in camera view.
Right.
And then I take two fingers, I tap, I go right to color. So if I'm in a contrast mode, but I want to quickly jump to distance and just see in that way, I just tap the screen and it's in full color mode again.
So remind us the name of this product, and is it available?
Yes. It's in the middle of March. April, it starts to ship.
Okay.
It's called the ML Tab, the MagnaLink Tab.
Okay. And what's the pricing going to be?
$43.95.
And you showed me a bag earlier, but I guess this is as it comes. There's not like a bunch of accessory choices other than, say, buying a bag, because the cameras are integrated and all that.
Yes, there's no, it comes as you see it here with everything.
Okay.
There's no more accessories you can add on to it.
Okay. Tell folks where they can get learn more about LVI and this product.
Sure. LVI is www.lviamerica.com. And you could always call our 800 number, which is 888-781-7811.
Sounds good. Charlie, thanks so much for being on Blind Bargains.
Oh, thank you for having me.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com. This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content.
This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2019.